Today, we're diving into something that's pretty important, especially if you're interested in the future of education.
Yeah, we're looking at Brooks UK and their decision to implement the International Baccalaureate Middle Years Program, the MYP, starting September 2025.
Right, for those students between 11 and 16 years old. So it neatly follows their primary years program.
Exactly. And we're going to really unpack what the MYP is all about, how it works, how it's different from what many people think of as the standard British curriculum, and why it could be a really exciting option, especially for those who want an education that's, well, a bit more forward-thinking.
I mean, there's a lot of buzz about the MYP and how it goes beyond just memorizing facts and taking tests.
Yeah, that's a big part of it for sure. Our sources really emphasize how it focuses on developing the whole student, not just academically, but also personally and socially.
So it's about more than just grades.
Definitely. It's about giving students the skills and the mindset to really thrive in, well, in pretty much any aspect of life, really. They call it nurturing well-rounded individuals.
That's a big claim.
Yeah.
So how does it actually work? What are the key principles that make the MYP different?
Okay, so one of the core ideas is something called intellectual challenge, but it's not just about making things difficult.
Right, it's got to be more than just hard tests.
Exactly. It's about encouraging students to think critically, to analyze information, to question things, and really to connect what they're learning to the real world.
So it's about making it relevant to their lives.
Absolutely. And a big part of that is something called inquiry-based learning.
Inquiry-based learning, what does that even mean?
So imagine a student having a question, and then instead of just being given the answer, they actually get to explore it themselves, do their own research, maybe even design their own experiment.
So they're taking ownership of their learning.
Exactly. And it's amazing how much more engaged students are when they get to learn like that.
And that deeper understanding, does it come from connecting subjects too? Like not just seeing them as separate boxes?
That's another core principle, yeah. Interdisciplinary learning. So, for example, instead of just studying history in isolation, you might also look at the literature, art, and even the economics of that historical period.
This all starts to make more sense when you can see those connections.
Exactly. And the MYP really encourages that.
Our sources also mention something called international mindedness.
Oh, right. That's huge for the MYP. It's about developing an understanding and appreciation for different cultures and perspectives.
So in a language class, for example, you wouldn't just learn the grammar and vocabulary, but also about the culture and the people who speak that language.
Exactly. And that kind of global awareness is, I think, more important now than ever.
What about the idea of giving back to the community? Does that come into play with the MYP?
Absolutely. They call it service to others. So students are encouraged to get involved in their community, to volunteer, and really to put their learning into action to make a positive difference.
It's that whole idea of being a responsible citizen, right?
Right.
But how does this compare to the standard British curriculum? Some folks might think, well, isn't that what schools already do?
Well, the MYP really takes it to another level. It's much more intentional about developing those skills and those values. It's not just about ticking boxes and passing exams. It's about preparing students for a future that's, let's face it, pretty unpredictable.
So if I'm a student starting the MYP at Brooks UK next year, what can I expect? Like, what would my day-to-day experience be like?
I think the first thing you'd notice is that learning is much more active. It's not just sitting in rows and listening to lectures. You're going to be involved in discussions, projects, maybe even designing your own investigations.
That sounds a lot more engaging than what many of us are used to.
Right. And you'd be working collaboratively with your classmates a lot more, which is great for developing those communication and teamwork skills.
And I imagine the MYP helps with thinking outside the box, being more creative and resourceful.
Definitely. The MYP really encourages students to think independently, to come up with their own ideas, to experiment. There's this big emphasis on transferable skills, you know, things like problem solving, research, self-management, the kinds of skills that are valuable in any field, not just in school.
It's setting you up for success beyond the classroom.
Exactly. And it really empowers students to become lifelong learners, which is, I think, the ultimate goal of education.
And how does the MYP assess all of this learning?
Well, there are exams, yes, But they're not the only thing. Students also build e-portfolios where they showcase their work and reflect on their learning journey. They also undertake this big personal project, which allows them to really explore something they're passionate about in depth.
So it's a much more holistic approach to assessment, right? It's not just a single letter grade that defines you.
That's right. And in the classroom, you'd find that learning is very much connected to real-world issues and global contexts. There's this emphasis on understanding the big ideas that connect different subjects, those key concepts that help you make sense of the world.
And it sounds like there's a focus on developing those skills we were talking about earlier.
Yes, they call them approaches to learning. So things like how you collaborate, how you research, how you manage your time, how you reflect on your learning. They're all explicitly taught and developed throughout the MYP.
And that ties into the idea of service as action, where students are encouraged to apply their learning to make a difference in their community.
Exactly. And the MYP also makes a point of being inclusive, catering to different learning styles and abilities.
So after going through the MYP at Brooks UK, what kind of person do you think you'd become?
Well, ideally, you'd be someone who's not afraid to ask questions, someone who's open-minded, someone who's a critical thinker and a problem solver, someone who's globally aware and committed to making a positive contribution to the world.
Someone who embodies that IB learner profile.
Exactly. Someone who's knowledgeable, principled, a communicator, a risk taker, all of those great qualities. Mm. And studies have shown that MYP students tend to do well academically, but they also tend to be more globally minded and more likely to be involved in their communities.
So it sounds like the MYP at Brooks UK is a pretty compelling option for families who are looking for a truly modern, holistic, and internationally minded education for their children.
Absolutely.